soul, do it, feed your soul, do it, feed your soul, yeah. Do it cause you must, do it, feed your soul, do it, feed your soul, do it, feed your soul, yep. Do it cause you must, da 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 da, hey, da da, hey. I see you running, you're working overtime, ooh, in the heat of the chaos, 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 getting caught in the grind, ooh, 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 on the tip of our toes, reaching, reaching, trying to get a hold, leaning, leaning, do it, feed your soul, do it, feed your soul, do it, feed your soul, yep. Do it cause you must, do it, feed your soul, do it, feed your soul, do it, feed your soul, yep. Do it cause you must, da-da, 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 hey, da-da, hey. No tough decisions, you know it deep inside, you know it deep inside, you know it deep inside, you know it. I have no walls or no lies, ooh, ooh, ooh. Chasing, chasing, let your heart be the test. Claim it, claim it. Do it, feed your soul, do it, feed your soul, do it, feed your soul, yep. Do it cause you must. Do it, feed your soul, do it, feed your soul, do it, feed your soul, yep. Do it cause you must. Woo-hoo! It's later than you think. There's a better way to think. It's later than you think. There's a better way to be. Do it, feed your soul, do it, feed your soul. Do it cause you must. Do it, feed your soul, do it, feed your soul, do it, feed your soul, yep. Do it cause you must, do it, feed your soul, do it, feed your soul, do it, feed your soul, yep. Do it cause you must, do it, feed your soul, do it, feed your soul, do it, feed your soul, yep. Do it cause you must.
Woo! Oh my goodness, that was amazing. Why don't you have a seat right there? And Taylor, why don't you sit there at mic two just for a second? Let me turn that mic panel down. That was amazing.
Thank you.
So let me do my intro for you now.
Yeah.
You're listening to Community Supported Juno Afternoon on KTOO at 104.3 in Juneau and 91.7 Auk Bay and online at ktoo.org. I'm Boston Christopher, your host for today. My first guest, Kashauna, grew up in Irmo, South Carolina, just outside of Columbia, and now makes her home in Nashville, Tennessee. She'll be performing for one night only this evening at the Crystal Saloon and then journeying up to Talkeetna and Anchorage. And I want to read this paragraph from your bio because it actually, like, it's hard for me to get through, actually, because it's so beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so here we go. Kashauna is an artist ignited by untold stories and the capacity of those stories to thread connection in every community. With the background of a licensed music therapist, the curiosity of a writer, the patience of a friend, the vision of a social entrepreneur, the resolve of an activist, and the voice of a singer, Kashauna is an unrelenting in her pursuit for the healing power of song. She lends her voice and music to those that feel they have been silenced or forgotten. She facilitates writing sessions with groups and individuals who feel left out or marginalized in hopes of reconnecting those who are divided. Just some of her reviews include, Kashauna is a powerhouse from Americana UK, ear-catching from Music Row magazine. Kashauna brings a special empathy and a sense of completeness to her music, and that comes from The Boot. It is my pleasure to welcome to Studio 2K, named in honor of Carolyn Hobbs Peterson, Kashauna.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. And that was the first performance of the new Ear Trumpet Labs Myrtle microphone dedicated to former general manager Bill Légère. Whoa. And that was amazing.
Yeah.
And we're going to be using that for Folk Fest coming up.
That's amazing.
Taylor Vittick's in here. She's going to probably be performing on that mic at some point. It sounded so good. Kashana, will you also let us know the names of your backup singers here?
Absolutely. So my partners in crime right now this week are Shannon LaBrie, who is actually the co-writer of that song, Do What Feeds Your Soul. And then Nikki Conley. Nikki is also a co-writer of mine. These two ladies are artists in their own right, and I'm always honored when I can get them to come with me on the road.
Oh, that's so great. Yeah. And I'm curious, is it all your first time in Alaska?
It is.
Oh, so you guys are having like a real adventure.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, for Nikki, this is kind of a reconnection for her. Her father was stationed up here.
Oh.
And so this is a nice reconnection. He was stationed in Anchorage. So
yeah.
This is... I'm speaking for you, Nikki. I hope that's okay. Sorry, I'm just totally talking for her. But yeah.
That's awesome. Well, welcome to Juno and Gunath Cheesh for you for coming in and sharing with us. I know your journey has been well documented, but I want our listeners to bear witness to it as well. Will you share about your journey of sort of melding music and therapy?
Yeah. So actually, I was not a songwriter. I didn't start writing until I was maybe 26 or 27 years old, but I started my career. Like, I went to college to be a licensed music therapist. So studied music therapy, played oboe, went to college for oboe. And I was working in mental health hospitals. I was working in detention centers for both adults and youth, working in mental hospitals and in nursing homes, just working with people that were what I consider like the marginalized, like on the outskirts of society.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned to songwriting as my own outlet because that was very heavy times. Mm. Those were heavy times. And back then in the late 1900s, nobody was talking about self-care, you know?
Late
1900s. Yeah. Nobody was talking about self-care.
Yeah, that's
back
true.
Then,
that's
you know?
True.
And so I didn't know what it meant to like, oh, take a vacation.
Mm.
You know? So songwriting was kind of how I would relieve my own, like I would honestly write about my patients and stories that I heard about from them. And it just kind of grew from there. And then about 10 years ago, I just got so burnt out. I tapped out of the music therapy world for a while, moved to Nashville and was like, I'm going to go learn the art of songwriting, like the business of it, though.
Mm.
Like I need to go learn the business of songwriting. And I thought I was, you know, hanging up my hat as a music therapist, but I kept getting pulled back into the world of music therapy.
Mm.
And even though my songs I consider still to be a therapeutic, you know, space, I started a nonprofit organization last year called Your Song, and it's therapeutic songwriting. So I'm now melding both my artist self, songwriter self, and my music therapy self.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And I know you've talked about how everyone has trauma and that you often tell stories on stage about we each have a wound that's healed over, but it still might have a massive scar and how easy it is for that to get opened up.
Yeah.
How is this something that you find that your music addresses?
Mm. A lot of times we really have to look at ourselves, you know, and think on how we walk through the world and what we're holding. I feel like if we're going to heal as a society, we must first heal individually. So a lot of my music is asking people to just sit and listen and maybe think outside of themselves for a moment of how might your neighbor be feeling? What is something your neighbor might be walking through? We all get caught up in our own heads, right? Living in our own stories.
Mm-hmm.
So what if we zoomed out for a moment and looked at our neighbors? And then you can look at yourself with a little more grace and look at them with a little more grace. And I always hope that when audiences leave, they can walk out into society with just a different mindset. They'll see strangers in a different way. You know, when somebody catches an attitude with you in the grocery store, you think to yourself, that probably has nothing to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
They might be just having a bad day.
Right.
And then think on yourself, how have I ever lashed out at someone and it was really nothing to do with them?
Yeah.
You know, I always hope my music just invites people to question their actions and how they interact with one another in the hard times.
And the word you used, grace, is such a good one. And I also always think of kindness.
Yeah.
Like if we would just walk through the world with grace and kindness, how great that would be.
Yeah.
You mentioned Your Song. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and what that is and how people might find information on that?
Yeah. Your Song is a therapeutic songwriting program that I started in the midst of the pandemic. being pulled off the road, I reached out to my audiences and just asked, you know, hey, if you're struggling like I am, I have this skill. I can help you write your own story. You don't have to have any music experience or background. And I mean, it starts with journaling. I ask people to journal, which is a lot of people don't use that as their own kind of therapeutic outlet. But your song has grown from one-on-one sessions to now group sessions. And the huge mission that I wanted was when I'm touring, you know, a lot of times it's funny. This morning we were working with some kids at DC Middle School, and they asked, "What's your favorite place you've ever played?" And I couldn't think in the moment, but I could think of communities I've interacted with. And so your song is honestly my way of tapping into community and remembering where I've been, and I can put my hands on a community in a more authentic way.
Yeah,
by helping people write their own truth, write their own anthems. So we've worked with women and men in recovery in West Virginia, in South Carolina. We're going up to Anchorage to work with Creative Forces. I work with the Country Music Hall of Fame, doing writing with veterans and with elementary schools. Shannon Libri and I both do that work of helping kids write their stories. So your song is with that whole mission. If we can help other people share their story, tell their, like, write an anthem for themselves, that melody will stay with them forever. And it's another form of storytelling. I feel like song just exists in the world a lot longer than our spoken stories a lot. When we keep our stories between one another, people are so much more excited to share a song than they are just, you know.
Yeah. And that's it. Is it, what's the website for it?
Oh yeah. The website is yoursong.org.
Yoursong.org. So go there. Okay. Yeah. So let's talk about the music. You're on tour now.
Yeah.
And it looks like you're going all over the country.
Yeah, everywhere.
Is this in support of your latest EP, The Parthenon Sessions, right?
Yeah. This is in support of, honestly, we've been doing The Parthenon Sessions, and we released a bunch of singles last year as well that didn't quite fit the Listen album. I released the Listen album in 2020, right as the pandemic started. So I never really got an opportunity to tour that.
Yeah.
And then in the midst of the pandemic, we went in to the Parthenon in Nashville, which is this beautiful.
I've seen it.
You've seen it.
It's amazing.
Yeah. It's a replica of the Parthenon, you know, in Europe, but it's, we got to sing at the feet of Athena and record this whole, you know, beautiful EP. It was an amazing experience. And
did you film it as well?
We did. Yeah. There was a whole crew in there to film it. Yeah, those are out in the world on YouTube and everywhere. And
That's so great.
Yeah, so we are honestly just supporting all the music.
All the music that you haven't been able to do. All this will come. Today we have a bunch of people on too. There were like Mountainside Open Mic is back tonight.
Oh, fun.
And like World Quest Trivia is back this week. Like everything's coming back, right? So it's nice to have you all out here on the road. Let me ask you one last thing before I want to ask Taylor two quick questions. Is there something you're looking forward to seeing in Alaska since it's your first time? A landmark, an animal, or something else that you might have heard about?
Well, we went to see a glacier today.
Okay.
Yes. Reggie took us to a glacier.
Nice.
I don't want to see, I want to see a moose, but from afar.
From afar. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was told we need to eat trout. Shannon, Nikki, what are y'all looking forward to seeing?
I want to see
Denali. Yeah. Okay. I don't know if you'll get that far, but you'll be close. I mean, Tolkien is halfway there, but kind of.
Coming back.
Okay, good. You're coming back, Nikki says. Okay.
Nikki, what is something you want to see?
Denali.
Yeah.
And I'd like to see a moose too.
She wants to see a moose,
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Taylor, I just want to ask you a couple quick things. How did this happen? I know there were some partners to make this tour happen. We probably want to give thanks to them.
Yeah, lots of partnerships and lots of thanks. Kevin Worrell, who plays in the Super Saturated Sugar Strings with Kat Moore. That might be some names that folks recognize. Mm-hmm. He also runs this incredible show series called Parlor in the Round in Anchorage. And so he was initially bringing up these performers for that show. And I think, did you guys want to expand your time in Alaska a little bit? Was that a bit of the genesis?
I was like, well, if we're going to be there, let's do
where else can we go?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
why not?
Marion Call, naturally, who will be on later today, connected Kevin with me just because of my role at the Crystal Saloon. And then we also roped in the Jack, which is made partnering with Rasmussen and a Harper Touring Grant possible.
Oh, yeah.
Because then we, you know, you've got that nonprofit status as well. So there's a whole bunch of organizations coming together to make this
That's
financially viable, which is great.
So amazing.
So great.
That is really great. And so details on this and how to get tickets and all that.
Yeah. So the show is tonight. It starts at 7 p.m. I believe the doors are at 6 p.m. You can get tickets if you go to thecrystalsaloon.com and find this event, and that will redirect you to the Jack's website. So you can actually get tickets through both. There will be some available at the door, possibly.
Okay.
But I would go online to make sure that you secure a spot, because we are getting close.
That's great. Well, Gwyneth Cheese, to our guest, Kashana, would you mind playing us out a little bit?
Yeah.
We may not hear the whole song, but
sure,
we'll hear some of it.
Yeah.
And thank you for your it's Nikki and
Shannon.
Thank you so much for
you
also being here. So check it out, Kashana, tonight at 7 p.m. only at the Crystal Saloon. Hit up crystalsaloon.com for more details. And for more on Kashana herself, visit www.kashana.com. That's K-Y-S-H-O-N-A.com.
Hey. Did you ever want to be a nighttime animal? Dancing in the dew in the dark till the sun comes around. Ooh, it'd be so magical to get lost and never be found. Did you ever want to be a nighttime animal?